Welcome to the IMAT Solutions podcast interview series. Today, we're speaking with Phil Beckett, interim CEO at HASA, the Health Information Exchange for North, South, and West Texas, and he will discuss why data quality matters for HIEs and much more. And Phil, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks, Matt. It's good to catch up and appreciate the opportunity to do this with you.
Absolutely, Phil. It's always great to hear your voice, and thanks for joining us today. And if you don't mind, let's start at the top. And if you can give us a high-level overview of HASA and its mission, that would be great.
Absolutely. So as you know, HASA started here in San Antonio. It's really our core, and we've expanded the other regions in Texas more recently. Our mission is around the triple aims of healthcare, of reducing costs, improving outcomes, and improving the experience of healthcare. As a not-for-profit, we're really a community partner working with hospitals and physicians, health plans, social services, others in the community that really share that mission, and trying to, through a secure data exchange, drive those triple aim outcomes for the benefit of all Texans who live in our communities.
That's great. You know, in fact, that the triple aim plays perfectly into our next question here. So as you probably saw, IMAT recently launched its C3 framework, which is really based on the triple aim, which is basically the premise that all health data should be clean, comprehensive, and current. And from your perspective, why is having data that is clean, comprehensive, and current vital for HIEs?
I think for two reasons, Matt. One, you know, we're dealing with healthcare data. So this is people's lives. This is an individual. If you or I go to the physician or the emergency department, we want that doctor to have clean, comprehensive, and current data on you, and in order to take appropriate action and take proper care of you. So from a physician or a healthcare provider perspective, that is really critical. Then it comes downstream to us. It's about trust, it's about trust in the system. I'm going to use the health information exchange if that data is current and accurate, comprehensive. If those things are missing, then if I question it, then I'm much less likely to use it. I think for us, an opportunity is really about driving utilization of health information exchange, incorporating it in. So it's much more natural in the standard of care. I think we have a ways to go still on that, but it's really around the workflow and around this trust factor. Is everything there I need in the data, or am I going to have to go somewhere else for something else? If I have to do that, it breaks up my workflow. It makes it awkward. The health information exchange, I think what we're doing is highly dependent on that C3 framework, as you defined it, the having clean, comprehensive, and current data on every patient.
That's great. And you probably saw, too, at the SHEIC conference this year, IMAT launched the Data Confidence Index Survey. We're calling it the DCI, which basically helps HIEs and other care organizations to quantify their overall data confidence. And Phil, from your perspective, why is data confidence so important?
It comes back down to that trust factor for our end users who are dependent on that data, who are going to rely on it. If they're going to rely on it, they've got to be really confident of the accuracy and the source of that data, so that if they're going to make medical decisions based on it, which is, you know, again, you're talking about people's lives, that confidence in the data is critical. I think whenever you look at a report or some data, you know, everyone questions it. Oh, that number doesn't look right. And you peel that onion, you go back and look at it, you find the data is inaccurate, then everything comes into question. So to have high confidence and high understanding of the data, or if there is confidence intervals around that, being able to express that so that the end user can make an interpretation. Hey, how confident should I be in this data? How should I treat it? So having that feedback, I think also to the end user, even if your data isn't 100%, but that's clear, and that helps in confidence of making a decision based on that data. So I think really having that transparency around, you know, what's good, what's not good, how did you get this, where did it come from? You know, who was the author is critical.
That's excellent. Thanks for those insights there, Phil. And so let's ask the universal question we always like to ask on these podcasts. What does the future hold? What does the future hold for HASA?
You know, the healthcare environment keeps changing. The quality-based care keeps moving south and into Texas. I think there's more and more focus on that. So more opportunities in terms of quality. So I think HASA being involved in more and more in ACOs here in Texas and quality measures. Also, We're working really closely with the state. You know, in Texas, we have multiple regional health information exchanges. We have the Texas Health Services Authority, too, which is a central hub where we've been connected, we're collaborating together, really working closely together on how do we enable services across the state. We're also connecting to the other HIEs around specific patient populations to help drive healthcare improvements. And we also recently connected to the patient-centered data home so that if patients move out of state and come back, we're able to pull those records together too. So I think that the future really for HASA is growing, keep on growing, deliver more, back to our earlier comments, Matt, more refined, clean data. I think that's where the value is. Physicians don't want just a big data dump of what's on the patient, but they want curated data, clean data, they can be confident in. So I think that's where our opportunity is, and working with IMAT enables us to do some of that with data normalization, workflows, and really driving value add data or knowledge back to the end user of health information exchange data.
That's great. Awesome insights there, Phil. Thank you so much for that. And before we sign off today, anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
No, only, you know, I'm excited to take on this interim CEO role. You know, it's only been a few weeks old, so I'm getting into the saddle here, working with all our partners across the state and outside the state. So I'm really looking forward to that, excited by what we can do, what we can all do together, and working with everyone here in Texas to make health information exchange bigger than it is today.
That's awesome, Phil. Well, that's a perfect way to end this podcast interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive IMAT Solutions podcast interview with Philip Beckett, the interim CEO at HASA, the Health Information Exchange for North, South, and West Texas. And Phil was kind enough to share his insights into why data quality matters for HIEs and much more. And Phil, thank you so much for your time today.
You bet. Thanks, Matt. Enjoyed it.